It would be nearly impossible for the government to ensure the safety of prescription drugs from other countries. That is the conclusion of a government task force which issued its report today. Though the practice is illegal, many Americans have turned to other countries as a way of reducing their drug costs. Here's NPR's Joanne Silberner.
According to the task force, Americans ordered or went into Canada and filled nearly 12 million prescriptions last year. And an equal amount of drugs came from other countries, mostly via the internet. Some states are even doing it, though it's technically illegal. For years, Congress has been grappling with the question. But the task force concluded that it would be a very bad idea to make it legal to import drugs from other countries. Task force head Richard Carmona, the Surgeon General, talked about the concerns at a teleconference.
There are significant risks associated with the way individuals are currently importing drugs.
The task force was most concerned about internet orders that come by mail. Members took a trip to an airport post office warehouse and saw piles of packages.
Many purported to be Canadian, but in fact they were not Canadian. Many purporting to have a certain medication in the box, but in fact the medication was not what it was said to be, but somebody just had cleverly copied our box.
Carmona couldn't estimate the magnitude of the danger, but he said there's a great potential for harm.
It would be extraordinarily difficult and costly for personal importation to be implemented in a way that ensures the safety and effectiveness of the imported drugs.
But David Mackay says making sure the drugs are safe isn't that difficult. Mackay is head of the Canadian Internet Pharmacy Association. He says members of his organization have a clean safety record.
We are inspected. We are licensed. The products all have DIN numbers, meaning that they're market authorized for Canada. Canadians are taking them. Absolutely, we can prove that the drugs we've got are safe. We're proving they're safe for Canadians, and why would it be any different for Americans?
Although not approving of individual sales, the task force left a little room for pharmacies to buy drugs wholesale on the international market. But even with that, Carmona says it would have to be done very carefully.
We would have to make sure that the manufacture, storage, shipments of these medications is all within U.S. guidelines, and that you know the lifetime of that medication, where it started, where it ended, and that we make sure that it hasn't been contaminated in any way.
As to whether individuals would save money, despite what people think, the task force member said importation would drop total drug spending only about 1% overall. Princeton University economist Uwe Reinhardt says that's only an average. Some people save a lot.
For families who are not insured who need brand name drugs, importation could cut their drug bill, their annual drug bill, in half.
And finally, an administration official said the loss in revenue would mean fewer dollars to put into research and therefore fewer new medicines would be developed. But Princeton's Reinhardt says that the administration's calculation uses an overly generous estimate of how much companies spend of their revenues for research and development. The question of whether or how to legalize the importation of prescription drugs now goes to the incoming Congress, where the idea remains politically popular. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.